and welcome to the Business Exam Room podcast brought to you by the company Doctors, and I am Randy McKinley, the president and CEO. We are a team of experts with 115 years of hands-on business experience and hopefully counting. And part of that team includes two PhDs, an IT specialist, a media PR professional, a former bank president, and myself, a turnaround guru with 25 years of hands-on expertise with Fortune 100 companies all the way down to many mom and pops. And if that wasn't enough, we even developed four proprietary diagnostic business assessments that show us where to dig for gold in a business. To date, we've delivered 53 successful business turnarounds and deliver forever ROI algorithms to our clients. So, in this podcast, we're going to take what's most relevant or painful issues facing a business. We're going to dissect it. We're going to take what's complicated. We're going to make it simple. We're going to share with you our secret tools and techniques from our toolkit and show you how we approach solving it. Because 81% of all business closures were not due to a competitor, and 50% of all businesses fail in 5 years. Because what you don't know or know and don't fix will likely kill your business. So let's get you in the know and make sure you have the secret tools and techniques in your toolkit to make your business a little bit healthier. So now, before we tackle today's topic, here's a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by AutoEntry, the perfect AI accounting solution for cutting your processing costs by as much as 75% for SMEs, bookkeepers, and accounting firms. Learn more about AutoEntry and get your free trial started today by visiting thecompanydoctors.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Turnaround Exam Room. I think it's time to flip on these bright lights, shine it down on that exam room table, and take today's topic, rip it apart, and put it back together. And what is that topic? How to do a business turnaround in my business, which means how do you do it? We're going to share with you our secrets on how we go about doing a business turnaround and why we do them and how it's done so you can go do it yourself. Doesn't mean you need to use our stuff. Even though we're biased and it would be 20 times faster, it's not critical. We still want to walk you through it. The reason it's so important is in the U.S. alone, you've heard me give some stats, 130 million businesses in the world, 50% fail. In the U.S., there's 30 million businesses. Well, let me give you one more stat. There's, according to Small Business Trends magazine, would you believe only 4 out of 10 turn a profit? That means 6 out of 10 do not make money. That means if you look at 30 million businesses, 18 million businesses don't make money. And it doesn't have to be that way. Because there's a couple things that stand out. Activity versus accomplishment. I think people are working really hard. But are they working on the right things? The second thing is clarity. And once you have clarity on what to go work on, I believe small business people are pretty smart, then they can get to where they want to go. Since I mentioned the term clarity, let me take that one step further. There's really 8 things people want, and you're going to see how this correlates to small business in a second. But 1, you want happiness. 2, you want health. 3, you want wealth and to make money, naturally. 4, you want security. 5, you want friends. 6, peace of mind. 7, good family relations. And 8, you want hope. So it's interesting, when you look at a small business and you correlate to what I call the 8 things people want, by the way, I didn't invent that list, 5 of them are a direct correlation, which is happiness, wealth, security, peace of mind, and hope. Now, does it take effort to go accomplish these things? Absolutely. Is it impossible? Absolutely not. The trick is just getting the blinders off an individual so they can see their business so they can make the steps necessary to turn it around. So it's almost like if I gave you a famous individual. So let me give you somebody, a Howard Hill. Howard Hill was a great archer from 1900 all the way up to 1975. I think he entered 196 archery events and finished first 196 times. He killed, I believe, 2,000 game animals, all with a bow and arrow, one of the greatest archers ever. They used to refer to him as the Babe Ruth of archery. Now, imagine if I took Howard Hill out and blindfolded him, spun him around, and said, here, I need you to go hit a target. After you're done laughing, saying, well, that's really stupid, Randy, there's no way. Well, I really believe that's very similar to what happens to a business owner when they're in their business. Because I believe they're some of the greatest talents you've ever seen. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to get into the business and they wouldn't have started the business. But it's really hard to go hit a target if you're blindfolded or if you're being spun around because now you got the cobwebs, or as the term is, you can't see the forest for the trees. So once we get some clarity then the genius of that individual can take over. So the point I was getting at is, as we get into these pieces on how you can do a turnaround, can you go do it? Absolutely. It's not impossible. We're just creating clarity and taking the blindfold off. So now you can actually see what needs to be done so you could use your talent like a Howard Hill to go hit the target. All right? So the next question we have to ask ourselves is, how do we take our business and break it down to provide that clarity so you can go rip it apart? Well, take a pen, write these down. There's really six things you need to go do. So we break the business into six areas, and we'll go into each one into detail and how you can go about getting that accomplished, all right? So the category one would be functional. And functional would be, say, operations, accounting, different ways. So it's more of a vertical cut of your business. You're trying to do an assessment. That's one way. The second thing that we have to do is we have to take a look at the process. And this is interesting. People go, well, what do you mean process? Well, people execute processes, and that's how you have things set up. You have a department, which is the function, but the process is what cuts across your organization. So that is critical. Depending on how you have processes set up, can dictate whether something's going to work right or not work right. So that's the second way you have to cut the business. The third thing you do is you've got to go take a look at your business and assess your sales and marketing. We do it in two parts, sales and marketing. It's but a lot of times you can just lump it together. We actually just kind of split it in half to make it easier. But you have to do an assessment of that area because you got to understand your weaknesses and strengths. The fourth area that you have to go take a look at is we talk about really the competency gap. Because think about it. So in a business, people are smart. But what you don't know can hurt you, right? So is everybody born to know everything? Absolutely not. Because there's a difference. Look, there is a difference between schooling and education. Schooling, you go to school for a period of time. Education is what you can go do every day. And there's things that you can go do to fill in those skills gaps or those competency gaps. So then now you become stronger and can be better at something. It's sort of like, hey, I didn't know how to ride a bike, but now I can get on it. And every day, pretty soon I'm off the training wheels. Pretty soon I'm going faster. Pretty soon I'm on a 10 speed. Pretty soon I'm on a racing bike. Pretty soon I'm on a track. So it just takes practice. So we have to go examine that category, which is the skills. The fifth one is we have to look at cultural. And so people go, well, what do you mean cultural? Well, cultural is how the business works. And so because how things are said, how people do things, will impact how people respond and get things done. So if you've ever been around a micromanager, do you feel squashed? Do you want to go do anything? You're scared. Do you have fear? Oh my gosh, everything's under scrutiny. If I don't get it right, I'm going to get yelled at. That will paralyze an organization. And it could honestly, it easily put it out of business. So culture is very important, and there's different ways to look at it. We're going to talk to you about how that's done. The last one is, you need to do some modeling. There's two things you always have to go do, and you can do this in Excel. We have a model that does it, makes it very easy, but it's built in Excel, so you have to be able to model out really what a budget is. Hey, what this year is going to look like? Let's assume everything just the way it is. We take it, we lay it in, so I know exactly where I'm going to end if I do nothing. I don't make any correction. Then you do number two, the second model, which is what does it look like when I start making some of the corrections to my business, and what does it mean to me on my bottom line? Now the question we get all the time is, Randy, do we really need to cut the business six different directions and look at it? And my response always is, yes. Do you want to get to the root of the problem? And here's why. It's like triangulation towers. You have a sound that pops here, and there's four different towers. And they hear that sound from different directions, and it can tell you exactly where that sound is coming from. And that is critical. It's the same thing in your business. We're trying to deal with the root cause and not the symptoms. Because usually there's multiple factors, and we need to understand specifically what needs to be done in each area to get it fixed so that problem doesn't reoccur. So hopefully that makes sense. And since that's the case, then let's jump back a little more detail. Let's get into the first one a little bit more, the functional. As I said, there's we break it out really in six categories, and let me give it to you so you can write these down. General management, resource management, marketing, sales, finance, and operations. Operations is really manufacturing and all those pieces. Now, do you have to go use our functional assessment? No. You can probably go maybe get to the SBDC, go to your university. They may be able to give you something. Probably not as simplified, as refined as ours, but is that okay? Yeah, it's okay. Because you need something that benchmarks exactly where your functions are, so you have a picture of where it's at right now and where it really should be. We have ours scored on a scale of 1 to 100, so it makes it very easy for us to see where that business lies from a functional standpoint. Okay, so the second thing then we want to go do is, once we've got done with that piece, then we want to move into really the process health exam. Now for us, we cut it into 14 categories. There may be some places where you can get a process exam. You just may have to tweak it a little bit. Ours is really designed more for holistically of a business, not just say a manufacturing per se. But we break it into leadership, the 14 leadership, culture, 5S, mapping, processes, changeover times, production management, pull, flow, your work cells, standard work, product design, accounting, your supply chain, and continuous improvement. So, and what we're looking for from this standpoint is, when we do this assessment, and ours is very simple. There's, like I said, you can probably get one from MIT or some junior colleges may have something. Ours is set up in a way where we get a clear picture in a circle. So when this is answered, so we start to understand, there's a weakness in this process, which is causing, which makes sense more when we start looking at the financials and we look at the functionary. So they start to overlay. So that was number two. You move to the number three area. We, like I said, we break it apart, which is marketing and sales. I think you can do some different assessments out there. I'm sure people have theirs. Ours, if we break it into really a couple categories, and I'll give it to you. The philosophy, the segment offerings, a whole market view, integrated marketing sales, integrated marketing management, the MPD process, customer-focused MPD, market research, competitors, sale potential and market size, internal communication, managing resources, the agility, and then how you measuring result. As you can see, ours is pretty comprehensive. Like I said, there's different ones. That's marketing. And we have a scoring system on ours, which makes it very easy for us to see where we're at, because what we're trying to do is get a gauge as we keep cutting and crossing the organization, so we can literally, when we're done, you'll be able to put an action plan together. All right, the next one is sales. But before we get into that, let me take just a brief break. Sales up 13%, productivity up 50%, profit up 240%. 53 successful business turnarounds and counting, the go-to resource for investors who want to protect their business investments. Do you wish you could be like that? Well, you can. The Company Doctor's Business Wealth and Health Transformation Package can make that happen. The 360-degree approach shows the hidden treasure in every business and how you can go get it. How's it possible? 6 proprietary assessments, financial models to show current and future, industry ratios for your business, cost savings toolkits, action plan summary from the assessments, 10 hours of consulting with our team, 3 monthly business reviews, and access to 142 business competency courses. 100% money back guarantee, normally valued at $20,800, now available for a limited time for $1,497. Learn more at thecompanydoctors.com, that's drs.com, or email us at clients@thecompanydoctors.com and get your company treasure map and forever ROI today. Welcome back, everyone. And before we jump into business sales process, let's just do a quick recap of what we covered prior. There's really two and a half assessments. One was the functional, which was up and down, right? The second was process, where we're cutting across the organization. One had 6 parts, the other one had 14 parts. Then we did marketing. And then that's really a half. Some people break it apart, put it together. We have it broken from the sales process, because the sales process, we're breaking it down even further with some of the questions, so we understand exactly what's holding the company back from making money. Now, as I said, those processes over there, you could probably reach out to the SBA, SBDC, or if you have a local consultant, maybe they'll sell you one of their assessments, but it's critical to go do these assessments in each area, because when you overlay them, it gives you a clearer and clearer picture of what needs to be done. All right, so now let's move into the sales process, which is the second part of what we call the marketing. The sales process, we break it into several parts. I'll just give you some, like customer knowledge, forecasting, prospecting strategies, account strategies, value questioning, consultative selling, industry expertise, leveraging industry tools, industry trends, identifying customer problems, value proposition, how are you doing solution selling, could be competitor comparisons, repackaging solutions, customer time management, clarifies the value, negotiation tactics. Those are some. So back to with the sales process, what you're trying to do is figure out where the flaws are in the sales process so it can be refined. So that's critical. So marketing, the second part of the exam is sales. Now ours, it's nice, we have a great scoring system with it, but worst case scenario, you can probably reach out to somebody, at least they have an assessment of some type. You could even go to a NIST MEP, they may even have one where you could look at and it'll give you a scoring system. That's huge. Like I said, it picks up the, it starts to clarify, because we're cutting out three different directions. The fourth thing we want to cut is we're looking at the people for a second. And this is nothing bad. This is what I would call actually good. We're trying to find the blind spots in the organization. Nobody knows everything. Do people have gaps? Yes. You heard me talk about in the beginning, there's a difference between schooling and education. Education is something that you can do every day. You got time to go drive to work. Well, we're trying to figure out those competency gaps. And so let me give you some that we look at. We look at coaching, collaboration, communication, conflict, problem solving, decision making, initiative, innovation, time management, negotiation, planning, leadership, teamwork, technical skills, multitasking, budgeting, social skills. And what we're doing is we're cutting those apart. So we, and it's easy, you can easily probably get somebody to go give you an assessment, so it breaks it out. We break ours in really 1 to 5, so we have an idea where it's at. And so we're doing this from the leader all the way down to really the top probably 3 to 4 lieutenants in a company. And so you can do the same thing in your company. Even if it's on a piece of paper, hand it out to them, come up with a list of these competencies and understand where they're at, and then start filling in, because then it's actually going to lift up the organization, because there's management techniques people aren't aware of. There's negotiation techniques people aren't aware of, and that is critical. So competency is a big deal, and this helps you raise the talent in your company, which is critical. Like I said, now that's the fourth piece to the puzzle. You move on down, there's really the fifth piece to the puzzle. This is something we do, is we look at really, it's a cultural health exam. There's one that we've used for many years. We've refined it for us. We've made ours very, very simple. And it's really breaking the organization, what I would call, in 6 categories. It's dominant characteristics, which is, you know, that'll be personal, entrepreneurial, results, or formal. The second category would be organizational leadership. There's 4 under that. Then you come down to management of employees, the organizational glue, strategic emphasis, and the criteria for success. And so it's interesting, this assessment allows us to understand how the company is being managed and how it's being perceived. So because perception is reality, you may be thinking you're doing something one way, but then when we do this, we understand where it's at and where you would like it to be. We can see the gaps, and that helps us understand the nuances of getting things done. Because remember, people execute processes, right? And in the company is only as good as the processes they have, and it's only as good as how we manage those people and if we're getting the roadblocks out of the way for them. And a lot of times this shows us where some of the roadblocks are, and it's a very simple thing to do. And you could go, this is an OCAI, ours is modified for us, but you could probably go out and get one. You could reach out to an HR professional, they would be able to give you one. I would request it. It's huge for your business. Now for number 6. The one that we think is the crystal ball and helps tie everything together, and that's really the P&L model in Excel. So one of the things that you have to go do, and you heard me say this in the beginning, is you need to create a budget or a baseline. And some people go, oh my God, that's just too much to ask. No, it's not that hard. If you have Excel, it's a matter of just putting the line items down and then putting things in, so, and then breaking it out by month, so I have a baseline under your current state. Now, we've taken it to the nth degree with our model because it puts the percentages out to the right. So it allows us, what we want to do is be able to create a baseline. And then we have the same model sitting there. So as we making corrections to the business on which things that need to be corrected, because we're going to have projects out of this, then we can adjust the future forecast and see what impact it makes on the business, which is huge. So because what happens is if you have a baseline, and if we know where the obstacles are, and if we know what the industry metrics are versus where you're at, and we know what we need to fix, we can tell you exactly, or you will be able to tell yourself exactly how much money is being lost in each area or that you should be putting back in your pocket. We refer to it as when you do all six, put it together, then now all of a sudden the treasure map, which was hidden in your business, now becomes visible. Now, worst case scenario is you can go down to, so the SBA or the SBDC, they may be able to give you a template to use to type your stuff in. Worst case scenario, you can maybe go over to the university, over to a nonprofit, to an economic development. They may be able to give you one as well. But this is critical because it helps tie everything together. So let's put all these pieces together for you. When we look at a turnaround, as you can see, we're doing really six assessments, right? You got the functional, the process, the cultural, sales and marketing, and you're doing into the competencies, and then now you can model the P&L. What this allows you to do then, now I want you to go grab a friend, somebody who's not in your business. I want them to go start looking at your assessments that you did, and I want them to go give you some feedback on what they see. Then what you need to do is, the second thing you need to do is, I want you to grab everybody, put them together, put them into your conference room, and start discussing these pieces. Because once you model a baseline, and then you can look up some of the industry metrics, and put it in there, you're going to see what things you need to focus on. And the art of the game, of no matter what you do, is if you know where you're at and you know exactly where you're going, now you can actually build a roadmap to get there. So, and what we're trying to create is the clearest roadmap possible. Now, like with ours, it's very easy because your stuff can go dump into it. Our P&L models are all built, pre-programmed, so it's cheating shamelessly, so how much easier it is. But you don't have to have it. You can go do it yourself, which is critical. So when you do this, then there's something that I want you to do, and this is what we refer to as, we do a war room. And that war room means we're grabbing everybody together, we throw the stuff up onto the wall, and we start discussing the projects that need to be done and why, and we build an action plan out of this. And you can go do this in your everyday business. So the trick is you may have to go out to everywhere around and find the assessments to get it done. I don't care. You need to go do it. If you care about your business and you don't want to be the bottom 60% not making money, then go out and get it. Or worst case scenario, give us a call. We have it all in one spot and we can go give it to you. But the bottom line, it is something you need to do, because then what it'll do is it gets back to the eight things that we talked about in the beginning. You know, those eight things that people want. And if you start addressing the things in your business, then that health and wealth and happiness will come, because then your business is not putting the stress on your life that it shouldn't. So hopefully you enjoyed some of these pieces to a business turnaround. Remember, take your business, cut it six parts. You can reuse some of the organizations around you if you have to. Get assessments, look at your business, put these pieces together, do a financial model baseline, do a projection, put it together, get into the room, bring an outside person in, and it will be amazing the action plans that you come up with to make that happen. Like I said, we're partial to ours. Ours is very quick, easy, fast, probably 20 times faster, and refined based over the experts on our team, but it's okay. We want you to know there is a formula to get from A to B. So good health to you, your family, and your business.
The information provided is intended solely for educational and cannot be used as a substitute for professional advice and or information, as circumstances will vary from person to person and company to company. You should not act or rely upon information without seeking professional advice. Do not attempt any of the suggestions, actions, solutions, remedies, or instructions discussed on this podcast without first consulting with a qualified professional. The materials are not intended to be, nor do they constitute actionable professional advice. Transmission of this information is not intended to create a professional-client relationship between the company, doctors, and you.